allowed as a conditional use in the general commercial C2, light manufacturing, M1, M2, on parcels of land 20 acres or more. I mean, I read that, and if I'm wrong, you guys can correct me, but it says motorized vehicle racing tracks. And when we came through the whole process of doing this, I was under the assumption this was motorized vehicle tracks, racing tracks, not a trail system, but that's open for discussion. And even the private talks about motorized vehicle racing tracks.
But they're charging a fee. In the public, letter C, it says when dues or fees are assessed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether informal or legally formed, the operation is considered public and not permitted in any districts other than C2, M1, M2, or the plant unit.
Right. And if I misinterpreted that this is a racing track, then it would fall under Article 29. That's why we're here discussing it, I guess. The racing part was the part that I didn't feel had Article 29 involved. But that's why we always put in the staff recommendations all applicable provisions of the zoning regulations in case during meetings and discussion.
Yeah, and both of them do state that no part of the track or course may be located within 400 feet. So is it assumed that it's a track or course when it's referencing the same in letter A for both private and public?
Well, initially I'm assuming it doesn't fall under motorized vehicle racing track. But if it does fall under this, then
yeah, that's my question.
Well, that's you guys. I mean, as a group, discuss it out and make a decision on whether it falls under 29. Or I made a decision that it did not because it was not a racing track. And when we came through the process of these zoning regulations, I understood that this article was for race tracks. And if I misinterpreted that, then I did.
It is confusing.
Oh, yeah, it's
the
not.
The title of Article 29 is motorized vehicle tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to vote for this specific portion without counsel.
You always have the ability to postpone that part until he decides.
So again, we've got proposed UTV park. We've got RVs, tent camping, cabins, nightly rental, retail sales, restaurant, and shooting range. So do we want to just take each one separately and vote straight up or down?
How can you vote on them separately because they're integrated to make a living out of this thing? I mean, it's not our responsibility whether they make a living or not, but these things are all working with each other. Like you have the camping, they're going to come there, they're going to camp, they're going to participate in other things, they're going to ride the trails, they're going to rent horses and do all the things. And I don't see how you can go in here and vote on these separately, and you're just crippling a project, not killing it.
Until you clear this up.
I was a whole lot more interested in the question I asked him, which I would be, about how much it was going to be in place before they started turning people loose in there, because these things all are interact with each other, and he partially sidestepped it, or I slipped a little while. But anyway, I didn't get a satisfactory answer to me on that, because I think you should be geared to have all your facilities, your RV camping, your stuff. And it should be there, and then you know where the people are supposed to be, and you can control it. If you just turn about 100 families loose in there, and they're all camped in the woods and got RVs, guess what's going to happen?
Well, there is, just so to clear that up for you a little bit, there is only one location for them to be, which is the main parking lot. So we do have control over who is out on the trail. There's only one entrance to the trail.
What about people who are camping there?
If there's 15 of them out there, there would be 15. And the cameras and the patrols would, be keeping an eye out for them. But as far as the people coming into the park, there is one spot for them to be, and that's where we are. There is one entrance to the park.
Well, I understand that. I've got that
on their vehicles. So we know exactly who's going into the park and who's not, past our parking lot.
But it's pretty hard to police 1,400 acres.
Yeah, you just got to have enough people to do it.
That's my thinking. I'm not telling you how to do it or what to do, but that's my thinking. That's what's going through my little pea brain.
So do we have enough information where, based on our concerns or questions, or to make a motion?
Could I add one more thing that Presley reminded me of here just now? In 2022, we had a UTV trail system come through without Article 29 mentioned. So I guess I was still under the assumption that this one was without Article 29. If you remember, out by State Park Marina. On the A1. So I just stayed with that consistency of how that one came through.
Yeah, it is not a race course. You're more than welcome to come out and take a ride around it. It is not a race course.
There's one going to bust out in the brush once in a while, but it's not a racetrack. I understand that.
Going to happen.
And we all understand that. Well, most of us own a RV or a four-wheeler or something.
Yep. Yeah, that is true. I mean,
I didn't like the one picture that I got in my packet there, and it shows a Jeep and a Volkswagen dune buggy there. I don't know.
Did we see any pictures?
It was an example thing of.
I think that was a picture the gentleman gave you earlier. Yeah,
this is something that come through our packet that come through the helmet. But anyway, still, I want to know, are you going to stay with like four-wheelers and SUVs?
Jeeps, UTVs, four-wheelers.
And also Jeeps?
Yes, Jeeps are allowed.
Yeah. And dune buggies.
Yeah, and believe it or not, Jeeps are going to be the safest thing out there because they're probably going to be the slowest thing on the trail. So,
I thought everything was going to be going 10 miles an hour.
Well, and like he said, some people might get a little out of control, but yeah, and the speed limit, the primary speed limit, is any time that the trail is up around the roads. The speed limit would be upped a little bit when they're out on the trail.
Two high school seniors out there on a Raptor and a Can-Am, and I guarantee you, speed limit's going to go up.
I think I read on here there's like 58 miles of trail.
About 40. There is, we were told there's about 75 miles of trail on the property now, but we're not using all of it.
So I think we've had a lot of information come out here. We're to a point where we either need to have discussion amongst ourselves or someone that's willing to make a motion for or against this that's been presented to us. Is any discussion amongst ourselves, or are we to a point where someone feels comfortable making a motion that we can combine and
I don't have enough information myself on my original question. When you start taking money in, what percentage or kind of, is things going to be in place? I still don't have a clear vision of what's going to happen before you open the doors and start taking the money in.
So is that the case? Is everything going to be there and then they used to open for business? Or are you going to open for business and then kind of do a little bit at a time?
Yeah, we're going to, the plan was to open for business with the essential amenities and as we build the building. Because the building, as you guys probably know, it's you can order what you want, and it's going to take 4, 6, 8 months to arrive. We were unaware of that, but that's where we're stuck with right now.
If it turns out there's some reason we can't sanction your trails, is the whole point moot anyway?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. The daily riding is the primary objective here. So the RV, the tent camping, the shooting range, and the cabins, these are all secondary. The main focus and where the most of the work has been done as far as like what the idea is is in how to give the families a full afternoon of something that they can do that's going to be different. I will say this. If we get approval for daily riding today, okay, here's what we'd be looking at. We'd have a temporary module put in place over gravel at our entrance next to where the sales building would be, okay? And while that is built and while it's being developed and put in place, we would operate out of that. And so there's not a whole lot. The space there is mainly for people that wanted to have the RVs, you know, and all of that there. I've had plenty of people call and ask, can we pull in and park our RV there and use our own generator? Sure. As far as like, yeah, potentially. Absolutely. That's the main draw. And that's the main, if I'm being completely transparent with you guys, just as far as what's, you know, the heartbeat of it, it would be, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, as far as the heartbeat of it is, like I said, the other things are secondary. Do we want them? Are they important? Yes. But we have a lot of local people, and then it goes to about 500-mile radius plus that are wanting to come out and just enjoy driving. So that would be the main thing I would request a vote on, if it was possible, would be that. The
shooting range, I think you're in the biggest trouble on that.
Can I ask a stupid question? Can I ask a stupid question? And I mean this sincerely, with all due respect. Yes, sir. Okay. What specifically, what information are you wanting? Is there anything that I can give you as far as what information you're wanting regarding the track or trail? I got you. So this is an...
Mm-hmm. Close enough, yep. We understood.
In general.
Are you saying this was going to be public or private?
What do you decide? Well, I didn't realize I said that, but I would assume public. Okay. Since they're having money. A private one would be a membership that you'd pay.
Right. So going back to letter F under that.
Are you an article?
Facilities are allowed for 3 days maximum, and that's supplemental to permanent restroom facilities.
Are you in 29?
Yes, sir. Page 162.
Yeah, but you can't have a public motorized vehicle track in A1. They'd have to rezone the whole parcel to C2.
If that follows under public, does that still apply as well? Because they're not going to get restroom facilities.
Well, first we'd have to get it rezoned, then they'd have to come back through to get the conditional use permit. So I'm really not prepared to answer your question.
Would that apply to events only?
Is there anyone that's open to making a motion, or are we getting to we want to table it to get counsel and put it on next month's agenda? Scott, do you have any guidance on that concept?
It'd just be a motion to postpone to the March 14th meeting, I believe.
You know, they're here and they're trying to get approval for it, so to me, one option would be to, based on the information given to us, that we vote it up or down, and there's always the appeal process that would allow time for more information to be given one way or the other. So, but I'm open, but it's 7:30, and we've been on this one for quite a while, and it seems like we're just going in a circle with our comments and questions, so...
Well, the problem I see is there's enough concern whether Article 29 needs to be involved, and you can't do a conditional use on the A1. So you'd be, like George said, doing something out of your purview that you really can't vote on tonight.
Wouldn't it be better just to postpone? I hate this, but better to postpone it and meet with counsel or
correct.
Through Scott, you know, or administrator if he wants to do that. Bring it back next.
I make a motion to table this until the next meeting, because if we vote on it tonight, you're going to lose. So I think we need to table it and find out.
So So we've got a motion to table till next month's
March
meeting.
March 13th.
March 13th. Do we have a